What's up? What's popping? What's good? You look like that. You look scared.
It's such a, what's popping? What's good? How's it going?
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Maya. He's Brendan.
I am indeed.
We have filters on during our Zoom.
Yeah, we're having fun today. We are kooky. We're crazy. We're just like we're wild, Yeah, people just do the crazy. Yeah, like it's just the craziest things we do while we're on Zoom meetings like these days. Am I right, ladies?
Am I right, ladies?
But yes, welcome back to another episode of Work the Podcast. We're so happy to be here for another episode, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then how's your week been?
My week has been pretty good, actually. Starting to get into the groove thing of this whole real estate biz.
Grooves in the heart.
So it's been nice. But it's been an experience to say the least. But I'm excited to get started. Am I right?
There it goes. Am I right, ladies?
How was your week, Maya?
It was great. I was like, what did I do? My birthday was last Monday. That was great. And then
it was. You did. You were another year older.
Unfortunately. But other than that, that was about it. You know what I've been doing lately? Which I don't even know how I stumbled upon this, but I did. But I think I already knew about this. I just don't think that I actually watched. I've been watching Juno Burt on YouTube, all of her Sims videos.
Oh, honey.
Stunning. Honey. Stunning.
Fucking Lobster Thermidor. And what's the girl woman's name?
I mean, which one? There's so many. Which one?
The one that she always puts in all the houses who wreaks havoc on the houses.
I don't know, because I played Sims 1, 3, and 4, and I never played The Sims 2, so it's a new experience for me. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is fucking chaotic, and I missed out as a child, and I'm very, very sad about it. I don't know why I didn't play The Sims 2. Where was I? I don't know.
I am obsessed with her whole entire YouTube series of her doing the freaking Sims videos. They are so funny. They make me laugh so hard. She always puts people in, like puts the Sims in like room. Like if they annoy her, she always puts the Sims in, like she'll fence them in the yard and then and take away like gates and shit. She's hilarious.
I don't even like it. Yesterday I watched at least 15
Joy
videos.
Desperate. Joy Desperate. So stupid. That Lobster Thermidor snatching wench.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
She said, yes. Yes, that is happening. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Yes, it's going to be absolutely stunning. Yes, that is happening.
If you have not watched Juno Birch on YouTube, a drag queen who plays The Sims,
She is a transgender woman, drag queen, just fantastic. She considers herself an alien sometimes and like paints herself all blue. But it is just, she is so cute, so fun. So yeah, for sure. If you have not had the luxury or indulgence of diving into Juno Birch videos, please do yourself a favor.
It's great. Especially if you're like me and I play The Sims every fucking day. It's very up my alley. Anyway. Today we're going to talk about season 13, episode 4, RuPaul Mark Channel. Brendan, very short, concise thoughts about this episode. Go.
Not surprised at the outcome and acting challenge didn't necessarily make me laugh as much as I wanted it to.
Do you laugh at any of the acting challenges though?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Barely. Barely.
I like, for instance, I actually LOL'd in season 11 when they did the Diva Worship with Brooklyn Heights West and Vanjie.
Well, that's because Vanjie was there. She was being
It, but still, like, I literally LOL'd during that. I did not LOL for any of these.
I usually don't. Acting challenges just in general aren't my favorite thing. And I just feel like, who the fuck comes up with these concepts? They're just not funny. Whoever at World of Wonder has done it, please stop. It's just not, it's not hitting the way that y'all think it's gonna hit. It just is not.
Yeah, these ones I feel like weren't, I didn't necessarily see what was going down, you know? But, you know, they weren't terrible. And the queen, some of the queens weren't bad at acting, but we'll get into it.
We sure will. So in the soft opening of the show, after Denali's win, the girls return to the workroom where the winner's circle is waiting for them. The winner's circle hides Elliot because the other girls don't know that he is there. And then Elliot tries to come for the girls who voted for him, and Tamisha is not having it. Brendan, any thoughts about the soft open?
Tamisha was like, wait a minute now, but pump.
Tamisha, Iman, it's coming for you.
Honestly, though, I was like, you know, team Tamisha in that moment. I'm not like here. Like, they didn't win any, like, they won a fucking lip sync. Like, it's not,
which,
like,
again, is arbitrary. Like, it's not, right. It's just like who Rue thinks is better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, it was so, like, there was no, there was nothing else at play other than the lip sync. So people might not have been wearing their best outfit to, like, lip syncing, which is, I guess, is the name of the game. But then, like, it's like, okay, like, if you want, I don't understand this whole, like, winner's circle, loser's circle. Like, I don't think it's that intense, but I guess it's just a way for them to, like, build up drama without, you know, trying too hard to, like, force it, I guess.
And also, like, y'all need to stop coming for Tamisha, because y'all really barking up the wrong tree. Y'all are really barking up the wrong tree.
I don't know what anybody, right? I'm like, hold up, wait a minute, let me put my two cents in it. Why are y'all even? Wait. Are you trying to come for me?
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, Tamisha was not having it. She was that bitch.
And I live.
I have something to say about Tamisha for this episode that I don't know if you noticed, because none of the fucking judges noticed, or at least they did not say anything.
Was it on the main stage?
It was on the runway.
But okay, we can wait till then. I don't even know what you're about to say. I'm scared. I don't know.
No, that's what I said.
Okay. I don't even, I'm trying to think of what it could be, but I have no idea. Okay. So the next day, when the girls are back into the workroom, Tina Brenner again asks everybody if they're single, because obviously the bitch is thirsty. And then Joey runs away from the scary ass Candy Muse as Candy is chasing her around the workroom. She said, "Bitch, don't touch me." There's no mini challenge this week, so we go right into the maxi challenge, which again is the RuPaul Mark channel. And the girls had to act into films that celebrate other holidays out of the year. So the groups go as follows. We have Denali, Elliot, Kimora, and Olivia in Misery Loves Company. Lala, Rose, Simone, and Utica in God Loves Flags. I almost said fags. And then Mick, Joey, Candy, Tamisha, and Tina in April Fool's Rush In. I like how they mixed it up, though, and I like how the girls didn't get to pick their own groups, so everybody was kind of just, like, thrown together, you know?
Yeah, I thought the groups were nicely mixed up, and like I said, like, the acting, the challenges, like, the actual writing and the whole scenes are doing the absolute fucking best,
but at the same time doing the least.
Exactly. it's like sense. So much hype and so much shit going on. And you know what I thought about too is, like, especially I thought about this especially when Utica, she was like, I got out there and I totally forgot my lines, because it's like when we were watching it sometimes as viewers, it's like it's easy to think, oh, like that must be really, really hard, which I'm sure it's not easy. I'm not saying I'm an actor,
right?
But like actor. Utica literally goes, I had three lines, and I was like, in my head I was like, how hard could it really be to memorize three lines?
Well, I think it's like nerves, and like you get out there, and like what if it's like some of these nerves. Queens, like Tamisha said, it was her first time ever like seeing herself on like a screen or like on TV or something like that. You know what I mean? Some of these queens might have never even had that kind of experience before.
Yeah.
So I think it's a lot of like just new shit. You're around people, there's all kinds of there's noises and shit going on, there's cameras in front of you, there's lights, you know, it's probably a really stressful situation.
Of the teams, which one do you think were like doing the best like while they were filming?
Oh, we'll get there, hold on, we'll get there. So the girls divvy up their roles and they start rehearsing. During this time, Lala said she didn't know Flag Day was a real holiday. Rosé claims that her and Tina were the actresses of the group. And then Rue comes in and does his walk arounds and tells the girls that the scripts are all the same. And this is when we have the moment when Rue asks Utica if she smokes weed, and he thought it was the funniest shit he's ever seen in his fucking life. Yeah. I literally was watching you guys said, Rue, chill. It was funny, but it wasn't that funny.
That's the thing. It's like when RuPaul tells these girls, just make me laugh. Like sometimes it really could be absolutely nothing that makes him and then there could be something that is so hilariously funny to everybody else, and then he won't be laughing at all.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you want, RuPaul?
He was laughing for a good 5 minutes straight. I was like, this shit.
Oh my God. It was funny though.
Like, but it was not that funny.
Nothing is ever like I could watch a Comedy Central fucking roast and I would not be laughing that fucking hard.
Right. Like chill.
But yeah, that moment was cute when she like looked at the camera. She was like, he was like, do you smoke weed? And she was like,
and you could have said one of those face. She has a very like animated face. You know what I mean? Very, very animated, yes. Very like emoji face. You know what I mean?
I am really starting to like enjoy Utica a lot. I'm enjoying like watching her like try the challenges. I'm enjoying like her commentary. I'm like enjoying her this so far.
What I would say, which is kind of weird, I feel like I enjoy Utica out of drag more than in drag.
I will say, yeah, Utica out of drag, like he has a great personality.
Yeah.
And he's really funny and cutesy and like,
I don't know why though.
Like, I don't know if that's a good word to describe him, but you know what I mean? Like he just has a really cute personality. But I will say in drag, I am always like dying to see what Utica is going to come around in the corner in, because it's like, I know that Utica is going to bring something that's different to the runway that isn't going to be seen by other queens.
Right.
So it's like, I appreciate that about her, but.
And then lastly for the walk arounds, Tamisha can't impersonate Cher. She's struggling.
Whoa.
Which I'm like, Cher doesn't even do that. Stop.
Right. How many times, like literally roll the clip of fucking Chad Michaels saying Cher does not do that.
Like, stop.
You will not see me going, ho. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't understand why they, every season they do Cher like that. Even RuPaul.
Where did that come from?
Well, it came from like, well, Will and Grace was a huge, like, proponent of impersonating Cher like that.
I literally have never seen an episode of Will and Grace.
I've never really watched Will and Grace either. It is a really funny show though, by the way. I think you would probably laugh at it, I have never really watched it that much either myself. But the one of the characters, I forget his name, and it's people probably angry at me because, you know.
You'll be right.
But anyway, the gay one in the show, he impersonates Cher. No, Will is, there's like a gay friend and I forget his name in the show, but he always impersonates Cher, and when he does, he's always like, if I could turn back time, and like, you know, that was like the whole like, oh, you know, thing, and yeah.
Interesting.
But I guess that's not Cher, honey, according to Chad Michaels.
And girl, if somebody, season, it's gonna be Chad.
Right. Chad Michaels knows Cher, baby.
Share bitch. Okay.
Yeah. It was not the business, Tamisha. She was trying, but also too, fuck Ross Matthews for fucking literally, like, what was that direction for Tamisha? He was like, okay, now do it higher. And he was like, whoa. And then he was like, okay, do it lower. He was like, whoa.
Well, I just think like, that Ross, no. Like, Ross is like rude and just likes to laugh. He's like, this is just
big. Yeah.
That's it.
I seriously thought that fucking Ross was like fucking with Tamisha at one point, because he literally just kept making him redo it over and over and over again. I was like, it's the same line. How many more emotions could you evoke by saying, oh, no? Like, what?
Absolutely. That's what it is.
I don't know. I was just like, that is hilarious. He's totally just fucking with Tamisha, like trying to get him to like be flustered.
That's it.
Who said? I think it was Kamora when she was like, Tamisha has done like 78 takes.
78.
And then I love the fact that Kamora came out with a whole body, yaddy, 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 just right for some green screen time.
So on set, Ross is their producer and the April Fool's group. Tina and Mick seem to be standing out while Tamisha was not giving enough for Ross. And then Joey also can't remember her lines. Do you have any thoughts about the on set portion for the April Fool's group? Girl, you're muted and we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I thought I hit the button. Joey J is he really got out there.
Girl, you don't need to mute while you're taking a hit at the bong, sweetie. We know what you get into. It's fine.
Joey J really forgot his lines as soon as he got out. He was like,
All of them.
Where am I?
Not where am I?
Didn't notice who Joey J was at first.
Me neither.
I was like, who is that? When he came on TV, I was like, who the fuck? Which one is that? That's bad though, because it's like,
he said, which one is
since
that?
Since he never has a wig on, anytime he puts a wig on, I'm never like immediately recognize him.
He said, which one is that? I'm still, girl, which is that?
Who are you?
Girl, what's your name?
What is your name?
During the flags group, Simone and Rosé are standing out while Utica forgets her lines, and Lala is kind of just there. So
Lala, I was not surprised about.
Me neither, honestly.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting her to have, you know, to come out. Not to say that she's not talented. I'm just saying I wasn't.
No, I decided. I was like, this bitch can't act.
Utica, I was surprised at. I thought she was gonna, you know, maybe pick it up a little bit more, but
she did at the end though.
She did. Yeah, she did fine at the end. But Simone, oh my god, this flag
victory.
What the hell? Looking at my flag victory. I was like, Simone, like, I swear, like, I think she is like the bee's knees. Nothing. Earlier, I did say I didn't really laugh at it, but I did kind of chuckle at hers specifically.
He said the bee's knees.
Why are you a hater? I said the bee's knees.
Bitch, this is not 1953. Like, what's going on? In the misery group, Olivia is really funny, which I was not surprised about. And Denali is kind of flat. I think she took on more than she can chew. And Kamora can't get the damn famous line straight from Tyra. Like, everybody knows that line. Like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, girl?
She said, I was rooting for us. I was rooting for us.
I was like, oh my god.
She said it every which way. Sometimes it's like, I always wonder, like, maybe it's just because I'm not in the moment, but like, are you not listening to what people are saying to you? Some, you know, like when I watch this show, I'm like, just listen to what they said to you and mimic it back.
Some people aren't good at that though. Some people are not good at mimicking. Yeah. They just don't get it, you know.
Right. I guess you just don't understand the concept of hearing something and repeating exactly what you're said the way you're saying it.
So, girl, some people can't. Some people are just like, what? Like,
I was like, girl,
get it together. Get it
together. Yeah, she was like, I was rooting for us. I was rooting for us. I was like, if I was about to start like taking a shot every time she said it. I was about to make it a drinking game. She started saying that shit so much.
Bitch, if I was on the side, I'd be like, can you get it the fuck together, bitch? I'm trying to go home.
Honestly, I would have been like, oh my God. Like, that's what I'm just like, this is why I could never be on that show. Because if I was one of the other queens waiting to fucking, like, for my time to go out, I'd be like, girl, you got but one line and you ain't even got to do no body
come
movement.
Come on, bitch, just go. Damn, come on, bitch,
you ain't nothing but a floating motherfucking face, bitch. Come on.
Shit. We've been practicing this shit for 12 hours now. What the fuck?
Why did you take so much time putting that body out of your on? You should have been
foolish. Foolish with the nipples. I was like, what's going on here? What?
Right. It was very, you know.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Womana. It was a very womana.
Not womana.
With the nipples coming out.
Not womana.
But yes, I did feel bad for her because, like, I could tell, like,
did you?
Yes, because if there's one thing about Kimora, though, like, I genuinely, when I look at Kimora, I genuinely feel like she is, like I said, genuinely trying her hardest.
It ain't enough.
Yes, but I see it in her face, though. Like, she is literally trying her fucking best. So it's like, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. It is, though, corny as it sounds. You can get knocked down, but if you, and, you know, and you can, people can say what they want, but they could never say, if you didn't try hard enough, that's what makes you not respectable. And she, I can tell she's really busting her fucking ass trying to do that shit. She was trying to learn that choreo so hard last week too. Like, and then this piece,
one, three, four. And then
this week she had to act. I said, girl, she said, girl, can I get a runway, please? Come on now.
God damn, like y'all really played with me. So on elimination day, Candy, Mick, and Tina formed a friendship. And for the mirror moment, first of all, let me just say something before I go ahead. No, you know, I'll wait until untucked. Their mirror moments for this week. Simone's first time in drag was at her senior prom. And the queens talk about dating women, and we learn that Rosé has dated many women in her past. And Tamisha talks more about her kids, how she has a set of twins, and that Tamisha is the name of her oldest daughter.
Adorbs. I forgot that we had, like, the other set of queens hadn't heard that information already.
Right, I was like, why don't we talk about this again?
So when she said that, I was like, girl, did y'all forget? Yeah. Why is everybody gooped and gagged? She already went over this. And then I forgot, I was like, oh shit, they hadn't seen it yet. They hadn't heard that information yet. But I was like, why is, because she was like, yeah, I got three kids. And everybody's like, what?
Well, more like Candy was being fucking extra because, you know.
I mean, what else is fucking new?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I was a little, like, the fucking trio of Candy, Gottenbeck, and Tina is a messy trio. And that's going to be a problem starting trio.
You think so?
Well, at least Candy and Tina. Gottenbeck, I feel like, has a more of a sweet demeanor, yeah, and personality. I don't think she's necessarily like a drama starter or even in the drama per se.
Right. I also feel like
I don't catch that vibe from
if somebody came at Mick, I feel like Mick wouldn't like Megan don't really clap back at you like that.
I don't think like Mick would be like, you know, I don't, oh, don't say that. That's mean.
Right.
Like, I feel like she would be like, what? But, like, you know, but like, I don't know. Like,
I don't think it wouldn't be as severe as Tina or Candy would be.
No. Yeah. Like, especially Candy. Come on, girl. Candy is literally like, yeah, alone in VIP. My own security.
All right, on the main stage, bitch, Rue looked good this week. Rue was looking nice with that red weed.
I love this color, her on RuPaul, girl. Yes, squad, hit me with that Tyra Banks red, please.
No,
we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you, red.
Can we just? I think I was listening to. There's a podcast called The Read. Listening to it since probably like college. It's two Black co-hosts, Crystal and Kid Fury. They're both queer. They live in New York City. It's great. I love it. I highly recommend it, especially to our Black listeners. It's great. They were talking about the Tyra moment one time. They are also, they be saying a lot. They were talking about the Tyra moment one time. This is only like a couple weeks ago, actually. And they were talking about, like, I think it was like when on Twitter everybody was talking about Tyra and like how fucking extra Top Model was back in the day. They were like, why was it doing so much? I don't understand. And they were like talking about the time, the girl's name was Tiffany, right? That she was yelling at. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about it and they were just like, that was such an inappropriate reaction to what was happening at the time. Like, if you really think about it, it was like the girl was just processing that she had been eliminated, and because she wasn't upset or crying or anything at the time, that's just, she was just processing her emotions, Tyra.
And then like, chill. if you literally heard what she said, she was like, I'm not gonna cry because like I've been through things, like, right. I'm not just gonna cry, like it's okay, I'm gonna pick myself up.
She
like,
said, bitch, I've been through a lot worse than this. Like, this, right, like
I'm,
my life.
It's not like this isn't a bad thing, like I'm happy.
Right.
And like, Tiffany, be quiet. I was rooting for you. I will say, I am fully rewatching America's Next Top Model right now. I've been watching a few of the seasons just to like get, just to see and mm-hmm. have like this kind of nostalgic moment, because it is very nostalgic. Because I'm like,
it is,
whoa.
It is.
But I will also say, TV back then, honey.
Problematic to say the fucking least.
Problematic. They are so mean to these girls. They'd be like, you are ugly, bitch. You are like they're so mean. They're like, have you gained weight this while you were here? Are you eating right? Like, yeah, your teeth, you need to fix them, because they're like,
I will not get over when they told, what's her, Danielle. See, I know these people's names, which is sad because there's been fucking 20 plus seasons. Yeah. When they told Danielle to fix her fucking gap, I'd be like, fuck you. Why?
And then she said no, and then they still made her do it anyway.
Right. And what's that girl? Mick Jagger's daughter who get the London look. That bitch has a gap and nobody said nothing to her ass.
That's
right?
What I'm fucking saying. Yeah, exactly. It's until it becomes trendy, it's always like what you people want to shun you for. Like, that's why it's like when Kylie Jenner had these big lips and, you know, this big ass and all this shit. It's, and then now every girl wants to have the fat ass and the lips. And it's like, people have been walking around with this figure for years, honey.
And these, Black women in particular.
Black women have been walking around
since
looking
the dawn
gorgeous
of,
as ever.
The dawn of day.
Looking like goddesses since literally the beginning of time. Sar.
And also, basically, beauty, just like, beauty is so trendy. Beauty is just trendy. Yes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like when we were in high school, it was the Paris Hiltons, it was the Britney Spears, mm-hmm. it was the Lindsay Lohans. That was what was popular. Girls were like, yeah. That was popular. Now it's the Kim Kardashians and the Kylies. In 10 years, who knows what it's going to be, but it's not going to be the same, y'all. It's going to be different. So yeah. I'm going to say something crazy. All y'all bitches getting plastic surgery and stuff. In 10 years, you might not want that shit. Think about
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Think about it. And think about it. Think you don't. Ooh, I have so many. Oh, I have so much to say about this topic. You have no idea. You have no idea how much I have to say about this topic. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
When people are like, you know, I want plastic surgery for me and it's what I want and it's to make me feel better. And I say, but would you want all those things if like Instagram wasn't a thing?
Right.
If social media wasn't a thing, would you still want that? Probably not.
Let me just say something.
Uh-oh.
In regards to this topic, anybody who listens to this podcast, please, because I too have fallen victim to it. I think we all have.
We all have.
I think it is a major problem in society that they're starting to talk about now, but it needs to be talked about more. But I really feel like, I don't know. I just lost my thought. Oh my God.
All right. All right.
I literally just blanked. I blanked out of nowhere. Well, it's like, because, you know, have you ever been thinking too, like, in far into what you were going to say and then you lose it? That I just had a major brain fart moment.
Okay. Are we back or is gone?
You just keep rolling and it'll come back to me.
I was gonna say, I also, like, in my private life, don't know anyone who's gotten plastic surgery.
Right.
I don't know one person. But I see people, like, in real life with plastic surgery, I'm like, that shit, like, it, like, jars me, kind of. I'm like, oh, my God.
What I was going to say is, like, if you were, like, I've fallen victim to it, too, because, and like I said, I think we all have. But, like, do not take Instagram seriously as a place where you should base your own looks and aesthetic off.
Yes.
And yes, like I said, I too have fallen victim to it, and we all have. And I don't think it's to anybody's, I don't think it has anything to do with anybody specific. I think these things are specifically and strategically designed to make us feel this way.
Yes, they are.
And so I don't think it's anybody's fault or weakness in some way, shape, or form. I think it's all a mind game, but I think it's fucked up. And there are times sometimes, like, when I, on my popular page, and, you know, you'll scroll down and it's, you know, and women feel this way, but men, I mean, at least as a gay man, I feel this way.
No, I definitely think, like, men, I just don't think men talk about it, but I think men definitely feel the same.
But, like, you know, even when I scroll on my popular page and it's like these men with, like, these abs and they're like dicks bulging out of their pants and, like, their dick prints down to their fucking kneecaps. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on? Right. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh. And then everybody, all the girls look at that and they're like, oh my God. And then all the gays are like, oh my God. And then all the guys are like, oh, I wish I looked like that. And then even the gays are like, I wish I looked like that too.
Right.
It's terrible. It's a shitty, vicious circle. And nobody wins, because even those people who are the look the way they do.
It's a facade, y'all. It's all a facade.
It's a facade, honey. It's all smoke and mirrors. And half of those fucking people don't look like that in person.
They don't, girl. It's Facetune or plastic surgery. So.
Oh, my God.
Or yeah, both.
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, Kylie Jenner, when she, I mean, I'm not saying she can't work out. I'm not saying it has nothing to do with her workout.
No, her body, there's no way that the human body looks like that. It's not, right. It's not,
but don't,
it's
tell
not proportionally
me,
correct.
Don't post a picture of yourself in your gym and tell me, oh, feels so good to get bodied by a workout. No, girl.
Also, you have money to have a personal gym, nutritionalist, meals made for you. Bitch, some of us are on unemployment. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, what the hell?
Right. And I can't go. I can't afford to just go get a fat sculpting treatment to get my fat frozen off when I'm feeling a little bloated. Just take a little drive into Bevy Hills. But anyway, back to Drag Race. Enough of these plastic hoes.
Last thing I'll say.
Sorry, I was going to say, I also do not have anything against plastic surgery.
No, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. But don't be mad when somebody say you look crazy. That's all I got to say.
Well, yeah, that. Also, I don't have anything against plastic surgery. But like Maya said, as long as you are doing it for you.
Right.
Which that is. You could almost always argue that you're not doing it for you.
Right. And I think people need to look a little deeper within themselves when they ask themselves that question. And last thing I'll say, there's a YouTube channel. Her name is Lori Hill, and it's Lori, L-O-R-R-Y Hill. She's this woman. She is not a doctor or anything. She just gets a lot of fucking plastic surgery. And she makes videos about celebrities and, like, all the procedures that they've done.
Oh.
It is wild. It's wild. Wild. What's her name? The lady who was in Wolf of Wall Street. What's her name? Margot Robbie. Bitch, I thought Margot Robbie was 35 for the last 10 years. And she's like, and she just turned 30. Like, and she talks about how she got this plastic surgery really early in her career. And it's because some of it was kind of botched and it went kind of wrong. And that's why she looks like that. That's why she looks so fucking old. It's great. Watch her videos.
Oh, I have seen her videos.
Yeah.
I see she just did all of the Blackpink girls.
She did Lisa first, and she literally got, like, if you turn on one of those videos and you see, like, the first couple seconds, she had to put a fucking warning on it because people were threatening her, sending her death threats. And she's like, if you send me a death threat, I will report you to the FBI. It was fucking nuts. It was nuts. She bowled for that. She bowled for doing K-pop stars. Because also those people get plastic, because in Korea, like, plastic surgery is on a whole different level than it is in America. Like, over there, it's more acceptable to get plastic surgery.
I see she did a video about J-Lo. Do you, hot button topic, do you think J-Lo has had Botox?
Well, if you watch Lori's video, it's a yes. Of course J-Lo's got work done. What the hell? She's fucking 50. You think she looks like that naturally? No, no 50-year-old looks like that naturally.
I'm about to fucking get balls deep in these videos, honey.
It's great. It's great.
Is she a plastic surgeon or is she?
No, she's like, she's just like, she says in her video, she's like, I'm just a woman who's gotten a lot of plastic surgery and just knows about things. And sometimes she does consult with other plastic surgeons and stuff to get answers and stuff. But like, she's like, I just compare photos from like when they were younger to now and just like the things that are different and the things that she knows about, she just talks about. It's very eye-opening. It's very, and there's also, you can also find plastic surgeons on YouTube that talk about these things and say almost the exact same things. So,
right. I mean, if you have knowledge and you literally constantly are getting your face nipped and touched.
I think she's a dental hygienist or some shit like that.
But you know what I mean? Like if you're always getting your face, I mean, look at the one guy, the human Ken guy who has like the pec implants. He's not a plastic surgeon, but he's like a part of the design process for his implants. Like he's designed some of the implants that he has in his body. So it's like, it's cool. So that's probably kind of like her, honestly, I was like, that's probably kind of like her whole thing. Like,
yeah,
she has so much experience with plastic surgery and around plastic surgery that she can be like, oh, that girl, she, you know, she got her face thinned out, honey. She got her jawline shaved.
Buccal fat removal. That's the big one. That's how you get your cheekbones to be. It's called buccal fat removal. It's crazy. I learned a lot. A lot of people, it don't work out well for them, so be prepared, especially when you age, that shit looks fucking crazy. Anyway, back to Drag Race. So on the main stage, Lonnie Love is our guest judge this week, and category is trains for days, bitch. I'm liking these categories this season so far for the main stage.
Yes,
they're very unique.
Yeah, okay. Trains for days, I got really excited when I heard that. I was like, ooh, I want to see some gag worthy eleganza.
Not the eleganza. And
did we?
Girl, yes, we did. First up on the main stage is Denali. She has an outfit inspired by a bird, like it's a Mesoamerican, Mexican. I don't know how to say it, so I'm not gonna butcher it. But if you watch the episode, she says it. I'm not gonna try it because it's gonna be bad. So I'm guessing it's like a tropical kind of bird. It's very colorful. She has like this mohawk hair and the train is like feathers. I really like this outfit, actually. It's really cute.
I did too. It was really colorful and pretty. She said, this is, what did she say? Ostrich? Was it ostrich?
Yeah, she said, bitch, it ain't chicken.
She said, "This, we are not Joey J over here, honey."
Without saying it. She said it. She was
being very shady boots with that comment, but everybody just went right past it.
Was it it was either race chaser or sibling rivalry. They were talking about like the hierarchy of feathers. It's very interesting because I didn't know, and I'm not gonna recite it because I don't remember, but chicken is definitely at the bottom. It was sibling rivalry because Money Exchange was talking about it. That chicken or fowl feathers is at the bottom, and at the top, I think is ostrich or something else, but he picked them cheap feathers, bitch.
You could tell them shits was flying all over the place when Joey J had that shit on.
We got a shit from Party City. Do you give Denali's look a toot or a boot?
It is a toot.
It's a toot for me. Next up is Olivia. She's wearing like this classical composer realness, like Baroque, Beethoven realness. I liked it. I did not like the wig though. I didn't like the wig.
I did not care for the wig either. Her wigs are not the best, I've noticed.
Yeah, they're kind of questionable.
Yeah.
To say the least.
But she really did come to play with these runways. She's that been concepts. Killing it. Concepts. Yeah, she's been killing it. I've been really into her looks. And I think she's not necessarily like quiet, but I think she's a little bit more quieter front runner right now. Yeah, I think people expect her to like go far necessarily, but I think she seems to me like she could very well do so.
I think she'll emerge once there's less queens in the room, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think she's getting lost in the room, but like when there's filtered out, I think she'll really shine.
Yeah, I think so. So I give Olivia's look a toot.
Me as well.
Next up is Elliot with two T's.
Wearing
a white bodysuit with a short black wig in a ruffled train. What do you think about Elliot?
I wanted to not like it.
Okay, why?
I don't know, because like I wasn't like, you know how I just wasn't feeling like this wig moment.
You don't like Elliot, that's why. I just say it.
And I'm not a huge fan of his, but I did like it. I thought it was okay. The wig I could have maybe did for another one. I thought it worked for the most part, and I enjoyed it. But I would toot it, but I wanted another wig.
I'm trying to think of what wig would have looked good with that, and I really can't put my finger on it. I don't know. I wasn't mad at the wig, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I guess now that I'm looking at it again, coming down the runway, I guess it doesn't look bad. Like, it is kind of hard to think what other type of wig I would want to see with that outfit.
A ponytail, maybe something with, like, yeah. Ponytail with, like, some hairs coming off the side or something. I don't know, maybe something to frame the face, maybe. That would have been nice.
Either way, though, the body looked nice, and
the train is gorgeous.
It was a nice outfit. I was into it.
I give it a toot.
She said, "Losing bitch, where?"
Anyway, you give Elliot a toot or boots?
Is it it?
Next up is Kimora wearing this Asian dragon inspired gown. That shit looked heavy and expensive, and she got three heads.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. You always know. Say what you want about Kimora, but the bitch gonna dress to impress, honey.
There was so much neck movement.
Is going to show up and show out.
For the girls. Yes. For the girls.
I was gooped, gagged. I said, yeah, I'm here for it.
Yep.
I said,
yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I liked it. It was great. It was good. It looked like it weighed 85 pounds. It was cinched, bitch. It looked ornate.
And the way she just like glided across.
I wonder, let me look up her Instagram. Did she say who made it? From the house of
Chicago's Mackie Doll. Oh.
Let's see. Kimora Hall.
I think it was Adam. His name is Adam.
Because sometimes I can tell. Oh, Joshua.
His name. Oh, no.
Joshua, what the fuck? Anyway. I'm trying to see. You know, all the girls
he also designed Denali's.
The same. Oh, yeah, train. Denali's. And then he does a lot of Chicago girls, it looks like.
And then Denali's train look and Kimora's train look were designed by the same exact designer, for those who don't know.
And then Denali's first runway, and then her Meet the Queens look as well. And then Jada Essence Hall's look for the Meet the Queens as well was all made by the same designer.
Wow.
He must work with Chicago girls. Okay. Girl, I'm not mad at it. And I give Kimora a toot.
It is a toot for me. You made Shea Coulee's Grinch costume.
Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment to breathe before this next one. Let's take a moment.
Breathe it out, honey. Breathe it out.
Next up on the runway is Simone. This bitch came on RuPaul's Drag Race. It said, "Train, bitch. You know what I'm gonna wear? A fucking do-rag. Iconic. Bitch, I have never." When Larry Love gasped, I said, "Girl, me too. Me too."
I mean, everybody was gooped. Rightfully so.
I said, "This bitch, oh my, who thought of this? Who thought of it? Who?" Because I want to hit them because I'm so mad. I want to hit them because I just don't know what to do. Like,
it came out. I was like, I like the color too of it and everything.
Oh, fuck. Just she like really black. She's just black and I just love it. Just like, ugh.
The walk too. Everything, mama.
And she reposted on her Instagram story. It might have just been some random person. I'm not sure. And they were like, not everybody is going to get this and understand the significance of this. But like, this is amazing. It's just everything. It's just, wow. It's a fucking.
I was looking at her her Instagram right now, and she made She's making her own line of do-rags now.
Work, like, work. Oh, bitch, it's a toot. Like, I screamed at the TV when I saw this. You have no idea. I screamed. I was fucking gagarini. Like, it was everything. I wanted it more. You give someone a toot or a boot?
Hello, a toot. Thank you.
A toot. Next up on the runway is Lala Ri giving you a snake skin full body moment. With the face covering, bitch. COVID friendly. How'd you feel about Lala's look?
I was super looking like a bald, beautiful bitch. I was like, yes, go on. I did like it. I was like, it's good. The no wig came out. I said, bye.
No wig.
This is the season of no wigs, apparently. Damn.
Girl, the season of no wigs, the ponytails, and right. Mohawks. Good fuck God. Like, what
the shit? Come on now.
And then when she took off the train to have another train, I said, Oh
my God.
It was cute. It was everything. I said, go ahead, Lala. It's not pageant, but she's very like old Southern drag. You know what I mean?
Drag.
Yeah. Very old Southern drag. But I give Lala a toot.
Yeah, I was like, it was a toot. It was very like, she looked like a Mortal Kombat character.
She did. You're right. Lala wins. It was very much that.
Fatality.
It was very much that. You give a toot or a boot?
It is a toot.
That's when the runway is Utica giving you a Victorian gown made from drapes. How do you feel about Utica's look?
It's a reference to what I think Gone with the Wind or whatever, but was just an old
movie. Yeah, I've never seen Gone with the Wind. So.
But
Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was cute and funny. I saw what she was doing with it. It's a toot. I don't have much else to say about it. I mean, it's a very just like literal ball gown with a train, but as a curtain. So I thought it was funny. That's the thing about Utica that I enjoy is like she always gives you quirky, but yeah. I feel like it's a very high fashion, edgy, quirky.
Very that.
Which I like that.
He said, I like that bitch.
Because like Thorgy, I liked because she was very like quirky and like high energy, but I don't consider Thorgy high fashion.
No, and I think that's a general consensus. Everyone's like, Utica is
the fashion clown.
Yeah, Utica is Thorgy if Thorgy had more fashion sense.
Exactly. 100%.
That's literally what it is. But I give Utica the...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Next up on the runway is Rosé, wearing a blue pantsuit with a white mohawk. How did you feel about this look?
I'm tired of seeing these mohawk hairdos with her. Like these like...
Yeah, she's more than one of the ones. Definitely more than one.
Yeah, like these like side slicked hairdos. Like, I'm like, why is this your go-to? That outfit like just looked hot and annoying to wear.
That shit looked like it was real. It was real condensed in the heat. He said that shit looked hot. I hate you so
like,
much.
Like, it just looks annoying. I think of all of them, this is probably my least favorite.
Second least favorite.
Well, yes, yeah, second least favorite for me, actually, now that I see it. But yeah. I don't, it's a boot.
You booting it.
I'm booting it. Get your booting, scooting ass out of here, Rosé.
I don't think it's bootable. It's not the best, but it's not bootable.
It's bootable. Anything's bootable. Nobody is safe.
I'll give it a toot because this next one is definitely a boot for me. Next one is Toot and Burner as a train conductor. This is a boot.
It's a fucking absolute boot. I literally walked. She walked around the corner. I said, "What in the name of all things that is holy is that?" It is. It was ill fitting. It was so not cute. I was like, and I felt like the judges liked it. Did they not? Or
I don't think they had any negative things. I don't think they.
Yeah,
had
I was like, this is not cute. This is not okay. No, I was not here for it. But I also read something that Got Mick was also her original outfit she posted on her Instagram, that her the original outfit she had was a train conductor, and she saw that Tina Burner was getting ready, so he decided that he would change his look up last minute.
Pixar didn't happen. Like, what the fuck?
It's on his Instagram. And his is much better than.
But glad you wore that other one, because next up on the runway is I missed Mick. Sorry, Mick was after Rosé. Mick wore a chiffon mini dress with a leaf blower. Like this outfit a lot more than that train conductor one that I'm looking at right now, honestly.
Me as well.
So glad that she made that choice.
I thought this was a little cop out of a train, though. It wasn't giving me full like train fantasy.
This was not my favorite look of the night at all.
But I will say, like, I didn't hate it, and it is a toot for me. But I don't think it was like a full blown like train look. No. But I'm glad she didn't wear that fucking train conductor look, because like, to me, like, that is too literal.
Sometimes literal is good, though. Literal can be funny sometimes.
Well, it's clear that in this instance, literal.
I just don't like I don't like Tina or Mick's outfits at all. I think you could have got I could think they could have been done better. I don't like either one of them.
I understood the leaf blower was there to blow the garbage.
I didn't even like, what was, like, why?
But I was also just like, why do you have a leaf blower?
Yeah, like, what was the point of that?
You know, like, why are we doing this? I mean, that fabric would blow in the wind if you just walk in it.
Like, so what the fuck is the point? Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. I mean, it's still a toot, but I think Mint could have gave me something better than that.
Knowing that story, it this is probably, like, a last minute, like, look. So,
but she said, this is my sheer look. I don't like it for any look, because I just don't like it.
Her sheer look.
Sheer.
I was like, wait.
Because she wasn't on that runway, because they split up the girls in two. So it was her sheer look. But I just don't like the outfit. I just don't like it. Like, it's just particularly not my favorite thing to look at, honestly.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's still a toot.
It's a toot.
Next one in the runway is Joey J giving you a leather coat with a pierced tongue as the train and a red long ass whip a bitch braid. What do you think about Joey J? I feel like this is a very polarizing look.
Is that what it is?
I feel like people either really liked it or really did not.
I think I was one of the really did not.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Joey, I see what Joey's trying to do. Trying to give you, you know, some like campy, cool, like quirky funness.
It was very, BDSM, very like edgy, cool. I wish that because that train was so much that the actual outfit was less bulky. You know what I mean? I feel like the outfit was really bulky, which I don't understand.
Exactly. That's how I feel about it too. I'm just like,
bitch, the outfit, other.
The outfit looked ill-fitted and bulky, but
big as fuck. Ooh, it was eight.
And the train, it doesn't necessarily. I'm not like, I don't. When she turns around, I don't immediately know that that's a tongue per se.
Yeah, because I didn't look. I was looking like at the tongue, and I didn't see the mouth at first until she literally was almost off the runway. I didn't see the tongue. I mean, the mouth. Excuse me. So I didn't realize that it was a tongue until she said that, and I was like looking at it at first. I was like, what is that thing in the middle? And I was like, oh, it's a tongue. I get it. Is it a boot?
It's a boot. If I'm gonna boot Rosé's, I feel like I'm gonna have to. I like. This is also a boot.
Yeah, if I boot Tina, this has to be a boot. Sorry, Joey J. It's a boot. Next up on the runway is Candy Muse boot.
I don't hate it. I mean, yes,
Brendan,
it is like
Brendan. The wig.
Yeah, I was getting there. The wig is a little much.
The wig is fucking. Where's the part? Where's the part of the wig? What the fuck was it? Why was it coiffed over like that?
But I didn't hate it. Like I liked the potential of what it could have been.
Bitch, but what was it actually? What was it actually?
I will boot it though, just because like I feel like it, like you can see like garments and shit, and like I don't think it was made very well. But
what?
Okay, she said that it was inspired by Mugler.
Why do these queens be posting their shit on their Instagram and putting new wigs and shoes on, bitch? No. You better put that same motherfucking wig on you had on during the main stage in the same shoes. Don't try to make it look better than it was. No, baby. No, baby.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We already saw it.
Because if you would have worn that wig, it would have been a different story, but that's not the wig you had on. That's not the wig you had on. That wig was horrible. It's a boot.
Yeah, I'm just going to beard it just because I feel like it. The wig was not good and the outfit was poorly made, but I don't hate the concept and I don't hate the look. I just feel like it could have been executed a little bit better, but I like the look though.
It's a boot for me. Next up on the runway and lastly, is Tamisha Amon giving you a pink embroidered bodysuit. How'd you feel about Tamisha?
So, I mean, the judges continuously just be eaten.
Tamisha, come on, it's coming for you.
Which is fine. I mean, I get it because, you know, she's good. But my thing is nobody mentioned the fact that this is the same wig from last week's runway.
Is it? I didn't notice.
It is 100% the same exact wig as last week's runway. Which I don't care. But you have been a queen for 30 years. And you only got 2 weeks. Wigs up in your closet.
And again, she another one. She wore a different wig in the Instagram photo.
Yeah, right. Stop doing that with the fakeness.
So, again, I was listening to something sibling rivalry. Why can't I get that out? Sibling rivalry. Thank you. And they were talking about Tamisha Amon, and I wanted to get your take on this subject. They were saying, should there be like a caveat or a pass for Tamisha because she was sick and she's an older queen, that she should be like, oh, well, she can't dance like those other girls. You know what I mean? She can't perform as well as the other girls. Or is it like, we're all on Drag Race. We all should be held accountable and at the same capacity as everybody else.
I think they should all be held accountable like everybody else.
Yeah.
But I also think that, yeah, like, sure, she is probably at a disadvantage because she can't maybe not do all the twists and turns and crazy shit that the other queens can do. But there's ways to make your performance and your drag and who you are as a queen compelling and interesting, right, without doing kicks and splits and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't gotta be the greatest. I mean, there's a lot of drag queens who have gone, I mean, look at Alaska. She's not like a dancing queen. I mean, she can sing and she can, but like, she's not old, but like, so it's just like, if you're gonna start doing that, then you're gonna go down a slippery slope of,
right,
well, I can't dance, so are you gonna don't judge me as harshly as the girls who can dance? You know, you're gonna start to venture down that, where people start to just use it at everything as like a, well, I can't, I'm not like aesthetically pretty, so I'm not gonna do good at a modeling shoot.
Right. And then they were saying when those girls happen, like they use the example of when Akoria won Snatch Game with Melania Trump, nobody expected her to be funny because she was a fashion queen.
Right.
And they were like, well, would it have had so much of an impact if she was a comedy queen? Would it have been that funny? I don't think so, to be honest.
Mm-mm, probably not. It was just a surprise. Right. And also RuPaul literally wanted Akoria to win.
Oh, well, there's that.
I tell you, I should, you know, I swear to God, every time I watch that season, I'm like, RuPaul wanted to fuck Akoria. I said it and I meant it.
Moving on. So if you had any thoughts about the maxi challenge, my only and my reassounding thought was, why the fuck was Jeffrey Boyer Chapman there? Why? Who the fuck invited him?
Honestly, has Drag Race, has World of Wonder not learned that the girls are girling over him and are not like,
we don't want him. We want him to go the fuck away.
World of Wonder, stop putting him in these fucking shows. Like, literally ever since Canada aired, even since before Canada aired. But
we were like, why is he here? Like, who is he?
Stop. Nobody's asking for it. Quite literally, nobody's asking for it. Mm-mm. So that's why I'm confused. Who keeps calling him?
RuPaul.
Right,
again. Want to fuck him too.
You want to fuck him too? That's not about to say shit. I'm over. I'm so tired of seeing Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. I am so
funny.
So
he's not funny.
No, he's never funny. He does the same bullshit every time he appears.
Not bullshit.
He's just, I don't know. He just really rubs me the wrong way. He grinds my gears. I'm not a fan. And I hope that they don't include him on season 2 of Canada's Drag Race. Thank you.
Girl, if there is one.
Yeah, honestly,
if RuPaul don't dip his toes, he'd be like, I'm hosting this shit now, fuck y'all. Which right. I think is going to happen,
let me get this right, because on it, yeah, that was the problem though. You know, I don't think Brooklyn was a good choice to, I mean, it was an understandable choice because he's Canada's queen. Yeah. I guess,
but I think for English speaking countries, just have RuPaul be the fucking host. we understand why RuPaul's not hosting fucking Holland in Thailand. We get that. But it's Canada, bitch. It's right now. It's right there.
Right.
Bitch, you can go all the way to fucking Australia/New Zealand because they're actually filming it in New Zealand because there's no cases of COVID there. They're filming. You can go fucking New Zealand, but you can't go to Canada. That don't even make no goddamn right. sense.
Right. I am looking. RuPaul is doing the absolute at all times.
Most. Yeah. I mean, did you have any other thoughts about the Maxi Challenge?
No, I did not. No.
Got me neither. So the tops this week were Rosé, Simone, and Candy, and the bottoms were Denali, Kamora, and Lala. And the winner this week was Simone and won $5,000. The girls are, they said no more actual like physical prizes. Bitch, you're just getting money. We don't have time.
Right. Right. Yeah. Here's a check, bitch. Shut up.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch. Go to the bank. Bye.
Not go to the bank. Get off the stage, bitch.
Get off the stage. Here your $5,000. Bye.
Let's take another breather for what we're about to talk about as well. Let's take it. The lip sync this week was 100% Pure Love by Crystal Waters, Denali versus Kamora.
I've been jamming to this song too for the last few days. Honestly,
it makes me miss going to the club.
Honestly, I was like, I want to be in a club.
Oh my God. I didn't know what that was. It scared the shit out of me. We can't hold it. Hold it closer to the mic. Hold it closer to the mic. There you go.
God. My Zoom just came up and it said playing music. How dare it listen to me? I was gag-gooped for this song.
I was gag-gooped for this fucking lip sync, bitch.
This song, like you said, it really, like when this started playing, I was like, oh, that makes me want to be out in a club, in a, you know, somewhere having fun, but those were the days.
There was a tweet that was like, I wish that I was in a club during this lip sync drinking a $12 vodka soda. I was like, bitch, me too.
Honestly, though, those are the days that I miss. But this lip sync,
the slaughtering of Kamora Hall. That's what it was.
Well, yes.
The assassination of Kamora Hall.
It was very clear that Denali just like left her pussy on the floor, basically swept it. But I will say, I actually did enjoy. I mean, Kimora's dress is fucking heavy and huge, so she couldn't be like running around. But I will say, like, Kimora was giving me very like seductress kind of vibes.
Bitch,
it was no match for Denali.
Denali was. I was like, this bitch is it. If anyone has to lip sync against her, like, I'm like, she's going to be the lip sync assassin for this season.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm ready for it. And I'm fucking ready for it. Like, yes. So good.
My favorite part was like, RuPaul goes, Denali, Shantae, you stay.
Literally, she was like, that was great. Get the fuck off the stage. Come on.
The song wasn't even over. It was like 100%. He was like, Denali, Shantae, you stay. Like, as the song was blasting. I did like Kamora. Like, Kamora was giving me very, like, you know, like.
Kamora was giving you all that she would give you, even if the bitch had on clothes that she could fucking move in. And don't tell me anything different.
Right, you're probably right, but I didn't hate her performance. Like, I thought she did good. But
I wasn't even looking at her ass, honestly.
No.
Denali, I've watched that lip sync literally 10 times. Literally 10 times.
I'm watching it now on silent while we're talking, and then I'm gagged, gooped. As soon as she took off that big ass ostrich thing, I was like, oh my God, she about to.
The train, it's coming. I was like, ooh.
And then when she did the, it's half past me, I was like, okay, we in for it. I said, we in for it.
Like, she the clock, let's go, bitch. She the clock. I was ready.
And then the little drums, when she said, doo, 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 doo. I was like, RuPaul, I was like, yeah!
It was great. It was, that shit was amazing. And unfortunately we had to say goodbye to Kamara Hall this week. Again, wasn't really a surprise. No. We knew she was probably gonna be one of the first queens to go. So
was it? Yeah, I'm sorry, Kamara. I'm sorry, but hey girl, at least you got 3 episodes.
Bitch, she said, look, at least the girls know I can dress. So
right.
That's it.
I mean, you got 3 episodes and you got eliminated on the 4th. So good for you, honey.
That's it. So this probably was the most difficult Untucked for me to get through, literally ever, because it was 30 minutes of Candy Muse just fucking talking the whole goddamn time. Typical. I said, bitch, can you shut the, she like literally, Brenda, she talked for the entire 30 fucking minutes. I said, shut the fuck up in the back, please. My God, can anybody else get a fucking word in? Anyone? No.
No, why would they be able to?
Talking about, I thought Elliot should have gone home. Bitch, shut up, bitch. You should have gone home with that fucking wig.
Ooh, okay. My wig.
You should have been the bottom with that horrendous ass wig you got on.
I will say though, I did think Elliot's performance was like worse than like Denali's in the acting.
No, I don't, was it worse than Lala's? Because I don't think so. I think Lala was pretty fucking
also
bad.
That not. Yeah, Lala was terrible too. But yeah, like, but I hate when other queens say that. Like, it's not Candy Muse's Drag Race, honey. Your bitch. Opinion don't matter here. That's the way I felt about fucking Evie Oddly. Everybody like loved Evie Oddly, and she's a real ass bitch. So like, who cares? Why do you care so much? Mind your fucking business
and do your own thing, bitch. Make sure you do it well.
If somebody like, I don't understand why you're taking other people's critiques to your heart. Worry about your own.
That's it. Worry about yourself, bitch.
Like, Evie used to do that shit all the time with, she like did. Silky and stuff like that. And it was like, I never understood why Evie had such a huge fan base for that reason, because I felt like she was just nosy and like annoying. Why? Nobody asked you. And it's like, if your competitors, yes, you can still be friendly with your competitors. Yes. But if your fucking competitors are doing something wrong in a competition where you're able to win $100,000, then let them fuck up.
That's it. That's, I mean, it.
Is that fucked up for me to say? Maybe, whatever. Somebody could say that. But like, literally, if your competitors are messing up, just fucking let them mess up.
And call it a day. That's it. Worry about your damn self, bitch.
Right.
So then again, as we just mentioned, Candy thought Elliot should have been in the bottom. And it was the Battle of the Chicago Queens for the bottom spot. Also, who knew that Denali and Rosé were so close? I said, when the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, honestly, that was like a very like, you know. It is interesting though to see like the dynamics and like the friend group. I will like of the like the people who are already friends, and then yeah, like the friend groups that are forming in there too. Like the Gottmik and the Candy and Tina trio, and
which, but I kind of saw that coming, to be honest.
Yeah. I thought Rosé and Candy were gonna kiki more, but they
you think so?
Well, he said, oh, I love Candy when they were separated.
I feel like Rosé's too calm for that. I feel like Rosé Tina, looks, yeah. Tina's yeah, very much more like fucking.
I had no idea. Did you know that Tina Burner, did we say this already? I don't know if we talked about this, but did you know dated that Tina Graham Burner Norton. Dated Graham Norton or dated or dating?
I saw it online and I was like, that's interesting. And I was like, did the bitch live in England then? I'm like, what the fuck?
Apparently he's way older than I thought he was.
Who, Tina or Graham Norton?
Tina.
Oh. No, Tina's 39. Is that what she said? 39? Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Not that that's old, but I just thought she was younger that for some reason. And then
yeah, I would have picked. Like, oh, I would have picked Tina's being like early 30s.
Yeah.
She doesn't look 30. But, I mean, also, was she 39 or did I just make that the fuck up? Because I could have just made that the fuck up. So there's that. I could look it up.
Could be fake news.
I can look it up very quickly. Let's see. Tina Burner is 39. I got that correct. Good for me.
Where did you go?
Real name is Christian. Yeah, Christian used to date Graham Norton. If you don't know who Graham Norton is, he has a show called The Graham Norton Show. That's kind of like a late night talk show in the UK.
And then he judges on UK all the time.
Yes, on UK shows.
Drag Race UK.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am fucking just gagging over Drag Race UK.
Oh god, I still didn't watch it yet, bitch. I don't know what I'm
saying. I love it. It is the queen, the set of queens this season on Drag Race UK is just fantastic. I am living for it, eating it up, and they are amazing, and I cannot wait. I get so excited for Thursdays and Fridays are the best days ever.
That's it. Do you have any other thoughts on Untucked?
I do not, honestly.
Absolutely. Next week is the bag ball. The queens get to showcase 3 bag theme looks. And the guest judge again is Nicole Byer. Very interesting. With Carson. So I'm guessing they probably only had a select group of judges so they can quarantine them is what I was thinking.
Yeah, probably. They probably didn't want to like overdo it with
guests. I mean, I don't really like Nicole Byer. I think she's kind of annoying, but I think she is a good judge. So
yes, she's a good judge.
Lonnie Love was good too.
Yeah, Lonnie Love was good. I think Nicole Byer is so funny. I love Nicole Byer. I know you don't, but I
think I just like when she was on either Guy Code or Girl Code, like fucking 8 years ago on MTV. I really, really disliked her on that show.
Yeah. I think her like management or like whoever works with her told her to like tone it down a little bit because she still is funny, but she's not as like loud and like
good. Nah, like, that's why I didn't like her ass. I was like, yo, she's a fucking lot. I was like, chill.
Because I think they were probably like, people like your jokes, but they just don't like how you deliver it.
The delivery is wrong. Delivery is
so she was probably like, I'll work on that. And then now she's like, you know.
I also would never, like, I can't watch shows like Nailed It. I can't, like.
Oh, I love Nailed It.
I gotta watch, like, I need to watch Great British Baking Show when people are, like, baking things and they're succeeding. When people are just, like, throwing shit, I can't. That's, like, not my tea.
Oh, no, it's such a good show. They try so, people try so hard and they're literally, sometimes I'll be watching, that's another show. I'm like, girl, you can't just follow a recipe, but these people come out and, like, their shit is fucked.
It's like Worst Cooks in America on Food Network. I can't watch shows like that. It's
sometimes, though, when I watch Nailed It, I feel like they tell them to, like, really fuck up.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. Bad. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're like, oh, it says sugar, but put baking soda.
Right.
Put fucking and be salt. Like, oh, it sounds silly, you know, while they're filming.
Man, fucking quirky.
Oh, I'm so silly. I put baking soda instead of sugar.
I hate you so much.
And then they're like, oh my God. You're so bad at baking.
I can't stand you.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring up one last topic before we leave today.
One last topic.
Before we leave today. Because I thought it was interesting. Again, I was listening to Sylvan Reverie. And it was an episode that had Alaska and Willem on it. Is there a crack on my screen? Sorry. And had Alaska and Willem on it. And they were talking about referring to queens as he or she. So this was very interesting to talk about. I think it was Bob who brought it up, and Bob asked Willem, do people call you in drag he or she? And Willem goes, I think people call me he to be shady. And I was like, that's interesting. So he didn't say this, but when I hear queens that have boy names, I automatically say he because I just think that that's what my brain defaults to. Like if I hear Joey or Derek Barry or Bob, I just automatically defer to he. I don't know why. I just do. I don't know why I do that. I just do. But I think what Willem was trying to say is like, if I'm in drag, refer to me as she, and if I'm not in drag, refer to me as he. And I thought it was really interesting because I feel like on this show, that would mean that we would always refer to people as she, correct? Because we're always talking about them in drag, right?
Well, yeah. So that's kind of like what I think about this topic is, it's like, me personally, when I'm like, what makes me think of what pronoun to use is mm-hmm. like the way in which they're presenting themselves, kind of like what Willem just said. So it's like, and so in this instance, like for how we apply that to our show, it's like when I'm thinking back on the episode about the specific part in which we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
if I'm thinking about it, that the queen was out of drag or it was a confessional,
mm-hmm.
I tend to, like, my brain tends to like say, oh, he. But then if we're talking about like the challenge or the main stage or the runway,
mm-hmm.
I tend to, like, my brain tends to go to she just because of they're in drag,
right?
So it's like my subconscious kind of does what Willem was talking about.
Yeah,
you know, subconsciously I'm like, oh, like, it just depending on how they're presenting themselves is how I like identify what I would call them.
Right. And I was like, I don't mean to say, it's just something that my brain defaults to. Like, I don't mean to. you know what I mean?
Here's another thing too, though. I'm not by no means am I saying that you have to be okay with what anybody says. If something you don't like what somebody says to you,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you're more than inclined. But I just feel like if you are a queen if you're a drag queen,
mm-hmm.
who is a part of this community of androgyny and gender bending and tearing the roof off of labels in terms of, you know, gender and things like that. If you are a pioneer in that industry, or if you are a part of that community, you know, it should be something of an expectation to have people call you he or she, like, at any given moment, just because you are you're such an androgynous, like, person or being that you invoke everything out of people,
right,
in terms of a reaction of what they view you as, which I don't think is a bad quality to possess. So yeah, I mean, like, you're, like I said, you're allowed to be offended by whatever you want to be offended by, I guess. But at the end of the day, I feel like people, like, if somebody calls you he and you're a drag queen and you're in drag, I don't think it's necessarily shady all the time, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right. And I don't think that he meant it like that. I think he meant when people do it deliberately.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. If they're like, hey, like, what's up? You know, hey, dude, you know, and it's like a fucking drag queen, and, you know, in full beat and cinched to the gods. Yeah. Right. You know, they're in the business of female illusion and impersonation. Mm-hmm. So if you're like saying that they're not doing a good job at it, then it's like you're basically coming for their gig.
Right. But I also with that, I think queens like Willem and like Got Mick have said, like, if I'm in drag, refer to me as she. And if someone says that they would like to be referred to something, I'm always going to honor that. And call you what you would like to be called. And I think that as people who are cisgendered and don't have a job where we, or a personality or whatever that is gender bending or is non-binary, I think at some point it is like in our allyship to make sure that we do get the pronouns right. So there aren't people out there who think they can be cute and say shit like that to people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To me, I just feel like, who is anybody to say what somebody should be called?
Right.
If somebody wants to be called they, absolutely. If somebody wants to be called he or him, or, you know, he, him, mm-hmm. or her, hers, you know, then just do it. Why are we as people always trying to, like, oh, that's too much work or whatever you want to say on my behalf, like, I have to think too hard, so no, like, fuck you.
There was
take the time, take God, the time to learn what people like and what people want to be.
I think it was a YouTube video and somebody was like, when a bitch changes her last name, when she gets married, you honor her last name, don't you? It's the same fucking thing. Is it not the same thing? It's the same goddamn thing. But so what's so hard? What's so hard about it?
And like if some fucking person goes by their middle name and when they get introduced in
or school, just a nickname like, in general. Yeah, a nickname
like,
in general.
I go by, you know, RJ. Yeah. And it's like, oh, okay. What's up, RJ? Why is it so you are okay with assigning a fucking gender to a car?
Right.
A car is a woman. You're okay with calling that a woman, but you not a transgendered woman. I hate it. Make it make sense, people.
Make it make sense.
You know what would make the world just go round?
You spin my hair right.
If everybody would just mind their own fucking business.
Mind your motherfucking business, bitch.
Honestly, like the world would be such a better place if we would all just mind our fucking business.
And so I'm worried about what the fuck I'm doing. Worry about you, bitch.
Worry about what you're doing.
You got some issues over there that you need to fucking worry about. So worry about you.
Yes. Worry about your mental health. Worry about your skincare regimen.
Worry drink about enough your water, diet. Bitch.
Worry about your exercise. Worry about your colon health. Worry about all that. But don't worry about me. And I'm just saying, there's so many things to worry about before you worry about me.
That's it. So I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was an interesting topic to talk about.
Yes. Yes, God. That is a very interesting topic.
And that's it, bitch. It's the end of the episode. That's on
what?
Period.
Poo.
Ew. I fucking hate it. Yeah, I was going to say something inappropriate, but I'm not going to do it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Worth the Podcast.
Thank you.
If you guys have anything that you would like to tell us, sound off about the episode, any inside detail, anything like that, you can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. That's WERQ@gmail.com.
If anybody has any hot goss, send it our way.
Hot goss. You can follow us on our social media channels. They are listed below in the description of this episode. Just scroll down. If you're listening to an Apple, all you gotta do is just scroll the fuck down and they're right there.
Scroll that shit down.
Again, if you are listening on Apple, please leave us 5 stars in a review. It helps us tremendously so other people can know about this podcast. And please subscribe and share with all your friends. Share this on social media. Tell everybody you know about it. Bitch, if you know somebody listen to fucking watches Drag Race, you'd be like, you better listen to Work the Podcast. Yeah, bitch.
I'd be like, do you listen to Work the Podcast?
Because and if you don't, the fuck wrong with you?
Right. Let these hoes know.
There's some hoes in this house. 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 I don't even like that song. And that's it, Brett. Anything else?
No, thanks for listening. Thanks for showing up. We love you.
We
love you, and you're very special. Quote by Donald Trump.
Ew.
Do you remember? Oh my God, I can't even begin.
Bye, y'all. See y'all next week.
Bye.